12 is?
Number 12 is from the Capital Finance Manager submitting a report for the 2011 carryovers to the 2012 fiscal year.
Mr. Rodriguez, good morning. Please identify yourself.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Justin Rodriguez, Capital Finance Analyst, Department of Administrative Services.
Who's she?
I've never seen her before in my life, Supervisors.
Go ahead, Mr. Rodriguez. Or Ms. Bryant.
You can. I'll do it then. Sorry. Before you is the carryover report for dollar amounts from 2011 into 2012. On the operating side, it's about $4.3 million that's being requested to be carried over and about $8.2 in revenue. I just want to note that on the operating side, most of that money is for the housing program, like the home program and grants along those lines, as well as most of the revenue is also associated with that. On the capital side, is a corporate purpose. It's what we refer to as really just non-airport projects. $108.1 million is being requested to be carried over in revenues of $84.2. On the airport side, $97.7 million in expenditure authority and $128.1 in revenues. The results, which was referred to as lapse amounts, it's about $4.3 million deficit, with about $1.8 million in surplus in bonds, and I'll explain that to you. Those of you who were here, we had a few items that we came to you per the ordinance resulting in deficits. The UWM land sale, about $2.7 million of that $4.3 million deficit is for that. We did not realize those land sale revenues. We did some substitution to pay for some of the projects, but weren't able to accommodate all of them, so you're seeing a deficit there. And then there's a $664,000 deficit associated with revenue for the Historical Society project. That item also was brought forward during 2011, and so you're seeing it in the carryover report. And then $890,000 for the capital project for O'Donnell Park. Again, we came before you explaining that item as well. So that's the total of the deficit side. The $1.8 million is for the majority of that is also for O'Donnell Park. The project overall came in under budget. The deficit on the cash side is primarily due to revenue that we didn't realize from the UWM land sale, and then the other part is associated with the change from the aluminum panels to the stucco. The aluminum panels, contractor had done some work, and the cost of that was about $600,000. The asset was actually scrapped, so there was no asset for the county, so we had to carry that as a cash deficit. Because the project came in under budget, that left some bond proceeds that were remaining, and that's primarily the $1.8 million that you're seeing as a part of the carryover report. And most of those bonds are Build America bonds. We still do have to go through the analysis to make sure that we identify which ones are Build America bonds and which ones are what we would call our standard GO bonds. So I'm available for any questions you may have, as well as Mr. Rodriguez.
Supervisor Jersey.
Well, I have a question. I'm not sure it's Ms. Bryant. The whole O'Donnell Square thing still very much irritates me. By the way, in my opinion, that white stucco looks terrible. The fact that we now are going to have a controller and these kinds of issues under the department of the controller, mm-hmm. I am hopeful we'll avoid this kind of procedure from ever happening again. I mean, this was really all in place well before the newly elected county executive decided to change approach on the O'Donnell Square. In fact, after all of the policy had been voted on, all of the materials had been appropriately purchased with capital dollars, and then all of a sudden we were somehow having to watch this entire project get pulled back, and now with a deficit in the cash fund because the panels were never put on, it no longer was a capital project. So I'm hopeful that with the controller's office in place and the whole issue of debt service being under the controller's office, we're not going to have this political interference in the future. So that's the end of my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Is there what's the pleasure of the committee with respect to this item?
I would like to move that we receive and place on file. It is a formal resolution. Move approval.
Supervisor Jerzyk moves approval. Any thank you committee members? Not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On approval, Supervisors. Pollan?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Komowitz?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Paz?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 7-0.
Thank you.
Thank you.